There saw I first the dark imagining of felony, and all the compassing, the cruel ire, red as any gleed, the pick-purse, and eke the pale dread, the smiler with the knife under the cloak, the shippen burning with the black smoke, the treason of the murdering in the bed, the open war with wounds all bebled, contest with bloody knife and sharp menace, all full of chirking was that sorry place. The slayer of himself yet saw I there, his heart's blood has bathed all his hair, the nail it driven in the shoad at night, the cold death with mouth gaping upright. Amidst of the temple sat mischance, with discomfort and sorry countenance, yet saw I woodness laughing in his rage, armed complaint, outhease, and fierce outrage. The carrion in the bush with throat I carve, a thousand slain and not of qualm I starve, the tyrant with the prey by force yreft, the town destroyed, there was nothing left. Yet saw I burnt the ship's hopestairs, the hunter strangled at the wild bears, the sow fretten the child right in the cradle, the cook is scalded for all his long ladle. Naught was forgotten by the infortune of Mart. The carter, overridden with his cart, under the wheel full low he lay adown. They were also of Mars's division, the barber and the butcher, and the smith that forges sharp swords on his stith. And all above, depainted in a tower, saw I Conquest, sitting in great honour, with the sharp sword over his head, hanging by a subtle twine's thread. Depainted was the slaughter of Julius, of great Nero, and of Antonius. Albe that thilke time they were unborn, yet was their death depainted there before, by menacing of Mars right by figure. So was it showed in that portraiture, as is depainted in the stars above, who shall be slain, or else dead for love. Sufficeth one example in stories old. I may not reckon them all, though I would. The statue of Mars upon a cart stood armed, and looked grim as he were wood. And over his head there shinen two figures of stars that be clepid in scriptures, that one Puella, that other Rubeus. This god of arms was arrayed thus. A wolf there stood before him at his feet, with eyes red, and of a man he eat. With subtle pencil painted was this story in redoubting of Mars and of his glory. Now to the temple of Diane the chaste, as shortly as I can I will me haste, to tell you all the description. Depainted be the walls up and down of hunting and of shamefast chastity. There saw I how woeful Callistope, when that Diana grieved was with her, was turned from a woman to a bear, and after was she made the lodestar. Thus was it painted, I can say you no far. Her son is eke a star, as men may see. There saw I Daphne turned to a tree. I mean not the goddess Diane, but Peneus's daughter, which that hight a Dane. There saw I Actaeon a heart I maked, for vengeance that he saw Diane all naked. I saw how that his hounds have him caught, and fretten him, for that they knew him not. Yet painted was little furthermore, how Atalanta hunted the wild boar, and Meleager, and many another more, for which Diana wrought him care and woe. There saw I many another wonder story, the which me list not draw into memory. This goddess on a hart full high sat, with small hounds all about her feet, and underneath her feet she had a moon. Waxing it was, and should wane soon. In gaudy green her statue clothed was, with bow in hand and arrows in a case. Her eyes cast she full low adown, where Pluto has his dark region. A woman travailing was her beforn, but for her child so long was unborn, full piteously Lucina gan she call, and said, "Help, for thou mayest best of all." well could he paint lifelike that it wrought. With many a florin he the hues bought. Now be these lists made. And Theseus, that all his great cost arrayed thus the temples and the theatre every deal, when it was done, him liked wonder well.